And today I'm going to talk about trusting in God. And I was thinking over and over and over about what to talk about. Because yesterday at men's breakfast we talked about the two commandments that Jesus gave us, which was to love thy God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And we also talked about loving thy neighbor as thyself. And Pastor said maybe I could expand on that, but I was praying and praying to try to figure out what to do, and God just kept putting something on my heart to trust. You know, I kept saying, I trust in you, Lord, because I've never preached a sermon before. I mean, I'm not very good at talking to people in general, but he just kept telling me to trust in him, so that's what I decided to preach about today. So, in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. So, it's really hard to get up every day and trust in God, you know. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart is the key to our relationship with God. To trust in him with all our hearts can only be done through our faith in Jesus Christ. You know, as human, it's hard to step into the supernatural and just trust in God whenever things are going wrong for us. So, it isn't always easy to trust in God when the bank account is running low and the bills are coming in, or when things in life feel like they're falling down around you. It's easy to panic and lose sight of God. As humans with a sinful nature, we are quick to turn to our own understanding. We are quick to jump into fix-it mode, to use our own knowledge and past experiences to try and manage and fix our problems. You know, whenever you start coming into those problems and, you know, your bank account's running low and you got bills coming in and you got people that you want to help and you just don't have the funds, or when somebody passes in your family and you don't understand why, it's really hard, you know, because I've been through that and I know some of you here have been too, if not all. And it's easy to become anxious and to panic and to just drive yourself crazy, you know. But in Philippians 4:6 it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. So what he's saying here is to give thanksgiving because you've already received it. If you just, you know, you're coming to him to pray and thank him and ask for what you want, you know, because God says that he gives us whatever we ask for if we're, you know, faithful. If we can put aside our human nature and pick up our birthright in Christ, God would be faithful and bless us beyond our needs. So, you know, God's always looking for a reason or a way to bless us, and we just got to open up ourselves and give him a chance to do that. And if you want to turn to Philippians 4:19, it says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And when he says, I'll supply all your needs, he didn't say I'd supply half your needs. He didn't say I'd make sure your kids get fed, you know, but you're not going to. He didn't say, you know, I'll make sure, you know, you have a little bit of food on your table or a little bit of, you know, finances to take care of things. He said all. That means every need you have, you can bring to God. And he's just willing, he's there waiting for us to come to him so that way he can, you know, be glorified in giving to us and blessing us in front of others. And it's easy to jump to fear when you're struggling and when you're trying to make ends meet. In John 14:27, it says, peace I leave with you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let your heart not be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That verse really speaks to me because as somebody that's had an anxiety disorder and stuff like that that God's dealing with me with, it's easy for me to become afraid and to be troubled. And this verse helps me out a lot, and I like to apply it to my life a lot because it helps to ease that anxiety to be able to just trust in God. Because the reason I wanted to talk about this is because I have a hard time trusting in God sometimes. So I'm hoping that we'll learn something from it and pick up the application for our life and trust in God. So it's easy to be afraid, but when you have the Alpha and Omega standing on your side with loving compassion, waiting for you to just surrender and cry out, Abba, Father, so he can intervene on your behalf, what is there to fear? The same mighty God who spoke everything into existence, who longs for a relationship with his creation, just waiting for us to fall on him and cry out, Father, I trust in you. Though my situation looks bleak and the enemy is closing in all around me, trying to destroy me, you are for me and not against me. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And that's Jeremiah 29:11. You know, God is just waiting for us to pick up our swords and stand on his promises. Waiting for us to call on him and step out of the ring so he can fight our battles. When we step out and he steps in, the enemy throws in the towel and flees in fear. When we are quick to pray to God and lean on him, and that becomes our first instinct, God blesses. Blessings have a way to come into our lives. We are no longer blocking the door. I want to look at some of the blessings that God has promised us and promised those who trust in him and are faithful towards him. In John 1:6, it says, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. And then I like the NIV version because it says, from the fullness of his grace we have received one blessing after another. You know, even though we don't deserve a single blessing from God, he gives them to us through grace. How blessed are we that God loves us so much that he gives us what we don't deserve. Give me just one moment. There's so many blessings, I couldn't write them all down, so I'm just going to try to go over a few of them. I guess I could have wrote them down, but I would have came in here really tired because I would have been up all night. If you guys want to turn to Isaiah 30:18. Like I said, this is probably going to be a short sermon, so this would be my first one, and I don't have the education of doing it, so. Well, thank you. Yes. Do what? 30:18. And it says, the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion, for the Lord God of justice is a, I'm sorry, the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. I'm having trouble finding this, so give me just one moment, please. I mean, a lot of the blessings that God gives us, he has things that he wants us to do. Like if we go back to the very first verse that we started with, what he requires of us there is to trust in him. You know, every blessing that God has, there's something that we need to do to receive that blessing. Just one moment. Anyways, today the reason that I just came up here to talk to you guys was about trusting in God and applying blessings to your life. As a church, it's easy, you know, to get complacent and to, you know, get worrisome when the things of the world comes in. So, I mean, it should be our first instinct to turn to God no matter what. No matter what's going on in our lives, no matter how bleak the situation looks, we should all be able to just trust in God. You know, there may come a time when, you know, food's getting slim or the economy's not doing well. And instead of freaking out, we need to just, you know, trust in God to take care of everything that we have need of, because he takes care of, you know, the flowers. He takes care of the animals. He takes care of everything. And he's our father, so he's going to take care of us all that much better. I believe that's pretty much all I have for you guys today. I didn't have very much time to write this sermon, so I feel honored to be able to come and talk to you guys. So, is there anything anybody else would like to add? Because I kind of wanted to make it a interactive sermon. So, yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, well, how about you? You always have something you like to talk about. You got something on your heart today? Yes, you. Oh, well. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you. That was very insightful. Yesterday, you know, we talked about loving thy neighbor a lot too, and that's something I kind of wanted to talk about before we take off. So, There's a lot of people nowadays, including some of my family, you know, and I'm sure some of us have been there, that have been offended by somebody in the church or, you know, felt judged. So, you know, it's easy for people to get offended sometimes. And we need to learn to love people with the love of Christ, which is the hardest thing you could possibly do. Because loving somebody like Christ, you know, that means you got to be able to love somebody while they're killing you, pretty much. So, Jesus loved the people that were nailing him to the cross. He loved them in the moment they were nailing him in the cross, onto the cross, and he loved them as he was dying. He never gave up love, and that's why we have salvation today. You know, Jesus could have at any time spoke the word and came off the cross. He could have ended it whenever he wanted to. You know, he said that no one takes his life, but he lays it down of his own will. So, you know, we need to try to make a point as Christians to love people no matter what they're doing, and not to let what we see as right and righteous and what we see as love interfere with that. It's hard to love somebody when they're a Satanist, but sometimes that's all that's going to get out to them, you know. And it's hard to do because those people stand against everything that you believe in. And it's hard to love people that are child molesters or do horrible things in our moral concept. But Jesus loves them anyway. So I want to challenge everybody here to try to get up every day and to pray to God and ask for the love of Christ and the compassion of Christ. Because that's the most important thing we can do, and the most important outreach we can have is love. Because when you love somebody and you don't judge them, they let their guard down. The walls of their heart come down, and it gives us an opportunity to minister to them. And I'm not saying you have to love them by giving them money. I mean, maybe that's what's called is your calling, but, you know, just put your arm around them. Tell them you love them. Don't have any preconceived judgments or misconceptions about who they are because what they look like. You know, as a church, there's coming a time when God's going to pour out his spirit upon the church in the end times, which is getting close. It's already here, you know, as everybody watches the news. So, you know, we need to be ready and be willing to love. Be willing to step into the trenches and pull people out of hell. Because there's a lot of people that are standing on that gap, that are riding the fence. And it's time to pull them out of that. Sometimes I think we need to get together and try to get an outreach, if that's possible, with pastor. And try to get up and do some things, you know. Because they're not, a lot of the times they're not going to come to church. Like, as Karen said, outreach is what hurt a church. So, a lot of times they're just going to sit there, you know. They're not going to come to church. And sometimes they need, you know, God to come to them. Or maybe they can't get out. You know, maybe they're disabled. Or maybe they don't have anybody to depend on. So, that's something else that God's really put on my heart. And that's to love people. No matter what. And also to be quick to forgive. Because when you're quick to forgive, you don't get a hardened heart. When somebody cuts you off in traffic, it's easy to flip them the bird. It's easy to yell something at them or get angry instantly, you know. I've been there. Thank God I don't do that kind of stuff anymore. But, you know, I have road rage issues sometimes still. I get agitated. But if you're quick to forgive people, you know, the love of God is more apparent, you know, in your life. When somebody says something like, you know, that shirt's awful, or when they say something that hurts your feelings and they expect the reaction of anger and you give them the reaction of love, it throws them. So, we need to, I want to challenge everybody here, like I said, because I challenge myself every day. When you get up first thing in the morning, I'm sure most of you pray, so I believe that a lot of you, all of you pray here when you get up in the morning, so when you get up in the morning, invite the Holy Spirit in on your life and welcome Him to use you every day. And also ask for the compassion and love of Christ, because He's going to have to help you do that, because it's not something you can do on your own. So I guess we're going to go ahead and close. So Nola, do you want to play a song or do something? I'm not sure what you had planned for today. Oh, let's do that one. I like that. Is there any other prayers that need to be answered today or anything like that? Anything else on your guys' heart before we go on to our lives outside of our family here? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Lord God, thank you for our service, Lord God, and thank you for giving me the courage to stand up and speak, Lord God, because you know it's not easy for me. Father, we just want to give you glory and honor, Lord God, in everything we do, Lord God. Please use every one of us here, Lord God. Let us all become willing vessels, Lord God, for your Spirit, Lord God. Use this church, Lord God, and grow it. Lord God, use us as a light, Lord God. Let us reach out, Father God, and pull the people out of hell, Lord God, out of the gap, out of the trenches, Lord God. Let's get them off the fences in Jesus' name. Lord God, thank you for your blessing and your Spirit, Lord God. Be with us as we go through the rest of the day and the rest of the week until we can come together again in love, Lord Jesus. We praise you and we worship you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
So let the Son of God enfold you with His Spirit and His love. Let Him fill your life and satisfy your soul. Spirit like a dove will descend upon your life and make you whole. Jesus, go ahead and sing it with us. Goes with your sermon, the love of God. Hallelujah.